I'm Christopher Light, and this is The Connection. When we think of the downlinks of musical energy on the earth, when we think of them as places, we think of Vienna in the time of Mozart, Beethoven, Schubert, and Mahler. And we think of Cuba in the modern era of Chano Pozo, the era of Afro-Cuban jazz, of the Buena Vista Social Club, and the era of our guest, Jesus, known as Chucho Valdez. Chucho Valdez has been called the greatest of the Cuban pianists. When people say Chucho Valdez may be the most complete pianist in the world, they're remembering first that he's the son of a famous pianist, Bibo Valdez, who is music director of the Havana hotspot, the Tropicana. But they're speaking of at least three other things, too. First, Chucho Valdez's rigorous Eastern European style of musical training, combined with the many varieties of African and Latin rhythms and forms that are all part of the sound of Cuban culture. And those two things then all married with the jazz tradition of the United States, and especially the piano sounds of Errol Garner, Bill Evans, Bud Powell, Art Tatum, Oscar Peterson. Chucho Valdez does it all, and he does it all his own way. Furthermore, he formed the legendary big band Irakiri in the early 1970s, which was a Grammy winner right off the bat, and was also a proving ground for Cuban superstars like the trumpet player Arturo Sandoval and the alto saxophonist Paquito Rivera, who were both immediately adopted by Dizzy Gillespie. Connection listeners, we're catching a wave this hour with a great practitioner and also a patriarch of Cuban music, which is nowadays to say world music, Chucho Valdez. Our phone is 1-800-423-8255 or 1-800-423-TALK. This is Chucho Valdez in a recording live at the Vanguard. This is to Bud Powell.
Yes, it is. Bud Powell.
We don't talk enough about Bud Powell on this program among pianists. Tell us about Bud Powell and who he was to you.
¿Qué representaba Bud Powell para ti, Chucho?
Bud Powell is one of the greatest, of the more greatest bebop player on the piano. And all the times, and I think that all the piano players now have some influence of Bud Powell.
Can you say what the influence is? Is it mostly rhythmic?
And rhythmic, and harmonic, and melodic, many things, no?
Chick Corea got into a Bud Powell thing in the last year or two, too.
Yes, I have this record, yes.
We're joined by not only Chucho Valdez, but his producer, who's also his translator when he needs it, Rene Lopez. Our phone is 1-800-423-8255. Can I just say, on this program, we talk a lot about Cuban music. We try to, with people like Gonzalo Rubalcaba and Arturo Sandoval, who's been here, and Eddie Palmieri and Danilo Perez and others. We're all in awe of Cuba as a kind of musical source today, but we're also trying always to sort of learn better to listen to it, especially to the rhythmic side of it. Will you teach us? And should we be dancing as we talk, or what?
Que principalmente la cosa es escuchar la música cubana y aprender cómo escuchar, cómo oír la música cubana. Y que si tú le puedes demostrar algo, porque ellos también saben que la música es bailable, uh-huh, y que ellos quieren aprender a oír la música cubana.
En primer lugar, ¿no? Es una música rítmica, muy rítmica.
It's a rhythmic, a very rhythmic music.
Y melódica también.
And melodic.
Pero generalmente todo este tipo de música es audible y bailable.
He says, but it's always audible and danceable.
Do you want to demonstrate any of that on our Connection Steinway?
Por ejemplo, podríamos mostrar la parte rítmica.
He says, I'm going to demonstrate the rhythmic part.
ya con solamente bajo, sin percusión ni nada del piano, se puede hacer algo.
You can do the rhythmic part just on just in the piano without any other accompanying instruments.
Danilo Perez can he names them all. He almost puts a place and a history on each of the styles of rhythm. Rene, can you explain that? I mean, do you hear places, histories, practitioners in each of the rhythms or not?
Certainly, there are different musical genres that are used within the Latin jazz family that come from Cuba. And the different genres are the genre called song, which is the basis for salsa music and for what most of the music which is played, with the addition of the rumba, which is a strong rhythmic element which is heard more and more in today's music. There's song, rumba, danzón. Those are the three main contributors.
Mm-hmm. May I just presume to ask Chucho Valdez, can you play them so that we can hear them, the son and salsa rhythm, and then the
que sea posible, Chucho, un ejemplo
de danzón
de una rumba en el piano, de, mm-hmm. algún, de una, el ritmo de la rumba o la influencia de la rumba, la influencia del son y la influencia del danzón.
Por ejemplo, la música cubana, ¿no? En el Caribe es la música que más variedad rítmica tiene.
He says, in the Caribbean, the Cuban music is the one with the most varied rhythmic influences.
Y es una ventaja grande para nosotros.
And it's a big advantage for us.
Porque podemos hacer diferentes cosas.
Because we can do many different things.
Por ejemplo, puedo poner un ejemplo de lo que es una rumba en el Cumbanchero que está en el disco Huele Bien en La Habana.
He says that there's an example, a great example of rumba in the Cumbanchero number. It's called El Cumbanchero, which is in the first LP.
I'd hear it.
No, pero voy a poner un ejemplo aquí.
Play so I can hear.
Okay, he's going to do it.
Cha-cha-cha es diferente.
Exacto, el cha-cha-cha es diferente.
Si quiere puedo poseer.
Sí, cómo no, sigue ahí con otro ejemplo. That's a dance craze of the 50s, still dance today in Cuba and all around the world. It's called the cha-cha-cha.
Y todo se baila, cada género tiene un baile diferente.
And all of these genres have a different way of being danced.
Por ejemplo, el danzón también.
Another example of the danzón. Y ahora, lo último, el son.
El son es lo más sublime para el alma divertir.
He says, the song is the most sublime for your heart to have fun.
Es el ritmo bailable más fuerte que hay en Cuba.
And it's the most danceable and the strongest of all of them.
Piano lesson with Chucho Valdez, a Latin rhythm lesson with the master. There's also this whole, not strand, I mean this whole river of American music that you've absorbed, the world of the great Errol Garner and Duke Ellington, and we've heard a little of the Bud Powell sound, but also Bill Evans and the great Oscar Peterson, people like these. How did you come by these, and what are the traces of these men?
Que se le pudiera explicar posiblemente en inglés, si se puede, Chucho, de cómo esa influencia te llegó, cómo fue que tú pudiste escuchar esa música.
Tuve la suerte desde niño de tener esa influencia en casa.
He says he was very lucky because those influences existed in his home since he was a child.
Porque mi papá es o fue en su tiempo el mejor pianista de bebop en Cuba.
His father was the greatest of the Cuban bebop players and was a continuous influence on his life and continues to be.
Do you have a favorite among those, the Americans of the 40s, 50s, 60s?
¿Cuál fue el favorito tuyo de los americanos de la época de los 40 y los 50?
Eso es muy difícil.
Very difficult.
Name one.
El número uno de la preferencia de mi papá era Art Tatum.
His father's preference was Art Tatum.
Y yo creo que yo también estaba muy cerca de él en eso. Me gustaba mucho también.
And Chucho says I was very close to that, too. I love that a lot.
I wish you'd play My Funny Valentine of Richard Rodgers. And let us hear as much as we can of all of these things.
Si pudiera tocar My Funny Valentine, Chucho.
Claro, que lo voy a tocar, pero este que voy a hacer no tiene que ver nada con el estilo de Tatum.
He says, I'm going to play, but you have to understand, this will have nothing to do with Tatum's style.
Tiene más que ver con...
Will we hear a little Tatum, a little Errol, a little Bud Powell?
Que si se oye esas influencias ahí en...
En My Funny Valentine va a oír a mejor a Bill Evans.
He says, you'll hear more of Bill Evans in
okay.
My Funny Valentine.
And a lot of Chucho Valdez.
And a lot of Chucho, yeah.
Connectionists, we're listening to the great Chucho Valdez. That's so beautiful. And you make it look so easy. It's painful for a wannabe pianist like me to see how it just happens.
Que tú lo haces. Parece tan fácil que le es doloroso a una persona que intenta tocar el piano como él.
Our phone is 1-800-423-8255 with the Cuban piano giant Chucho Valdez. Leslie is on the line.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning, Leslie.
How are you doing, Chris?
Very good.
You did it again.
I didn't do anything.
It's a great show this morning.
Thank you.
I have a question for Chucho. Now, Chucho, do you know the guy from the Buena Vista Club, especially the pianist Ruben Gonzalez.
Sí, I know him.
You know him?
He's my friend.
He's your friend.
He's a master.
He's the best. He's the greatest.
He's the greatest.
As good as you, let's put it this way.
Yes.
Now, my question, Chucho, is this. How do you Cubans do that? I'm looking at those musicians in the 80s and 90s. They are still strong. They're still good. They are still sharp. What's the secret?
Arthur Rubinstein did it too.
Yeah. What's the
secret?
How do you do it, guys?
UB Blake did it too.
Que los pianistas a la edad de 80 y hasta 90 que todavía están fuertes los pianistas cubanos, que cómo es eso, que qué secreto es ese si hay alguno.
No, yo pienso que esa gente nacieron para tocar el piano y van a tocar hasta que mueran.
They were born to play the piano and they will play the piano until they die.
Oh, I see. Mm-hmm. Well,
what's your?
Let's keep on playing.
Yeah, keep practicing, Leslie.
Yep.
1-800-423-8255. The Chucho Valdez Piano Connection. Carol is on the line.
Yes. I had a comment and a question, actually. My comment was that the Irakere Tune Chekereson is the hottest piece of music I've ever heard in any genre. It was absolutely wonderful. I was wondering...
Say the name of the song again, Carol.
Chekere Song.
Okay.
And it's on an old Irakere record whose name I've forgotten now. It was one of the early ones.
Okay.
The question was, of the little bit I've heard of Cuban music, I found that the rhythm is particularly deep, particularly meaningful. When listening to some Cuban music, you can get the same sort of intellectual feeling that you get from listening to very deep classical music. I'm thinking of someone like Daniel Ponce, who's a percussionist, and he may be far from the best around, but he's the one I heard and liked particularly. And I was wondering, you know, in classical music, the meaning, the heart of the music is formed and controlled, particularly in the 19th century, around the harmony, the way the harmony is constructed, the way the chords play against each other. It seems to me, and I'm probably completely wrong, and this is a wild generalization, that in the Cuban music that has very deep rhythm, that the rhythm is exactly that same central forming thing that the harmony is in the very deep classical music. But I was wondering if I'm completely wrong.
Well, let's ask him.
It's a lot to translate.
Just very simply, the question is rhythm in Latin music do the work that harmony does in European music?
Que si el ritmo en la música cubana toma la misma parte, la misma importancia que lo hace que hace la armonía en la música clásica.
Exactamente.
Yes, exactly.
Exactamente.
You know, Carol, you mentioned the Irakere band, and I'd like to play a sample of it. The Irakere band was formed in the early 70s in Cuba by Chucho Valdez, and it included a number. It was sort of like the Art Blakey band in that so many people came through it as a kind of proving ground. And it won Grammys right away, although because of the embargo, they didn't get it for years later. But this was a band that included not only Chucho Valdez, but Arturo Sandoval, Paquito Rivera, and others. Let's listen to, from the CD, the best of Irakere. This is a song called Por Romper el Coco.
Alambre.
René López, tell us something about that Irakere band. It's still going with Chucho Valdez's son at the piano, I take it.
Well, it's still going. His son is no longer at the piano, but they have another great piano player who's actually a student of Chucho's, and they're going great guns. Vida Quiere band was born in the 70s, and it was born of musicians who were the members of the Cuban Orchestra for Modern Music. That was the name, Orquesta de Música Moderna de Cuba. And they wanted to expand and do more of their own music, and it created a fusion sound using strong elements of jazz, some elements of rock, and certainly with always that rhythmic foundation of Cuban music. And it transformed Cuban music and became, just as you said, it became a nurturing ground for musicians who later on, besides Paquito de Rivera and Arturo Sandoval, musicians like El Tosco, whoever that went later on to form Angela Banda, an important band of the early 90s and late 80s, and Maraca, who's today enjoying flute play, enjoys great popularity, and on and on.
Well, it also sort of continued the Cuban connection with Dizzy Gillespie, who'd been to Cuba, in the 50s, and then adopted those guys out of Irakiri into his own international big band, so that went on into the 90s.
Well, first he returned to Cuba in 1978 on a boat trip with Rolf Valahines and other jazz musicians, which really broke the embargo in a different way. It was a cruise line, and they stopped in Havana. And that's where they were able to meet this man who was such a strong supporter of Latin music.
And Chucho Valdez, did you know Dizzy Gillespie yourself?
Si.
Tell us about your experience of Dizzy. Tell us in English. Your English is beautiful.
Oh, I try. I think that Dizzy is one of the big masters in the 20th century in the American music. No, it's for the jazz only. For the music, for the art. And this he loved very much the roots, the African roots in the music. And the jazz have African roots in the jazz music. But the Cuban music, we have African roots of Nigeria and the Yoruba. And in the contact of DC, it was Mario Bauza and Chano Pozo. I think that in 1946 or 47 is the born of the Latin jazz, or the Afro-Cuban jazz, or the fusion, between the element of the Cuban music and the American music, jazz music. And I think that is forever. And DC is the DC and Mario, they are the big masters.
Well, he loved your guys. I remember hearing him introduce Arturo and Paquito in Berlin. And he embraced them physically. He said, in Europe, he just sort of announced, "These are my men, and they're greats in the all time tradition."
Mm-hmm.
You know, you said you would play live another tune, "Son," in C minor. Would you give us that now?
It's on Son 21 for piano.
Son 21 for piano.
Yes. It's a beautiful song. Yes.
I'm sure.
21 meaning 21st century.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Let's hear it.
Here.
Yeah, please. It's...
But it's with Hmong influence.
The longest Hmong influence.
That's amazing, really. I mean, a son with Thelonious Monk influence.
Yes. Monk was very rhythmical. The music of Monk is very rhythmical. And he played very rhythmic, the style in his piano. And it's very easy to make the fusion with the song, the Cuban song, and the Monk style too.
It's hard for mere mortals to grasp all these influences back and forth from the Latin sound to the Afro-Cuban sound to the American sound to the Monk sound, the modern, the bop, traditional swing, all these influences, and yet we feel them in your playing.
Mm-hmm.
Chucho Valdez is our guest, maybe the greatest of the Cuban pianists, although there are so many to choose from. Gonzalo Rubalcaba has always been also been here, and we didn't think there was anything greater than that either. Our phone is 1-800-423-8255. We're talking about Latin music and most especially Cuban music with the master. We'll be back after a short break. Let's go into the break from the... No, we don't. We don't have it queued up. Well, we'll come back with it maybe, because Roy Hargrove made it an important Grammy-winning record called Habana with Chucho Valdez. We'll try it when we're back. This is The Connection from WBUR Boston and PRI Public Radio International. Funding for The Connection comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where The Connection is produced, and from the Allaire Corporation, empowering people with innovative internet technology and offering dynamic career opportunities at Allaire.com. I'm Christopher Lydon. This is The Connection. Song called San Montuno by our guest Chucho Valdez from the CD Bele Bele in La Habana. What's the history of that song and what are the rhythms there?
The history of this song is a fusion between song and Montuno, and the name for this reason is San Montuno. Montuno is the part of the piano that the piano play in the song, in mambo, in el song también, in the song too. And it's a mix, you know, the song and the montuno of the song. Hmm. And
montuno meaning what?
Montuno is the tumbao that people play the piano.
I see, okay.
In the song music. It's the tumbao of the piano. The name is montuno.
Our phone is 1-800-423-8255. With one of the great masters of Cuban music this hour, Chucho Valdez. 1-800-423-TALK. Or maybe we should just listen to a little bit more of this. Thank you. Chucho Valdez, could I just ask, you know, people never get over the varieties of your music, the varieties in one song. I mean, we hear Debussy, we hear Gershwin, we hear what we imagine could be Yoruba sound, we hear Latin sounds, and we hear them one measure after another. Mm-hmm. There's a story here, and can you tell it to us?
It's my formation by how music, because I used to the classical piano in the school, and the night I was in the Santeria, Toque de Santeria, and the afternoon I was with my father in the Tropicana, in the rehearsal with Milt Jackson, Ray Brown, Goody Herman, all the better musicians played in Cuba in the same band that my father was the piano player, Nat King Cole, Sarah, Billy Eckstein, Johnny Mathis. Mm. And I take all these elements I have in my mind. When I play, everything is coming, no? Yoruba, Santeria, classical, Ellington, Monk, everything.
Mm. It's a privilege to have you with us. 1-800-423-8255 makes the Chucho Valdez connection. 1-800-423-TALK. Julius is calling from Tonawanda, New York.
Yes, thank you, Chris.
Welcome, Julius.
As an amateur interest in Latin music, I wondered if he could give, I have two questions, a layman's definition of the term son. And also, maybe you've touched on this in your recent comments, but I wondered about the relationship of the clave rhythms in all the music that he's playing. Is it not found in a lot of what he's doing, or is it buried in there somewhere, the clave-type rhythms?
Okay, two questions. Really, definitions of son and clave rhythms.
Okay, the song is the most popular form for the Cuban music, for dance and for listen to. But the song have two antecessors, the contradanza, danza y contradanza. After danza and contradanza is coming danzón, and after song is a new way of the popular Cuban people of the generation of the 20s. And it's forever the music for the people dance in Cuba. Mm-hmm. And clave is the sign, es el termómetro, ¿no? Es lo que rige el
it's the time.
It's a beat, ¿no? Beat.
Does that do it, Julius, or not? These are big subjects.
Well, yeah, I think that I just wondered if we're listening to his music, whether we could identify the clave rhythms going throughout the music, or whether or not he departs from that for a lot of it.
René Lopez.
Yes, the clave is the organizing element within all of the music. Everything is organized around the clave. Chucho never leaves the clave. No musician does. No Latino musician anyway, and Afro-Cuban music especially. So no matter where he goes with his playing, it's always with the clave in mind. He never gets off clave.
Yes. Off clave, on clave, what does that mean to a pianist? What are you doing? What are you thinking?
¿Cómo es estar en la clave y no estar en la clave? ¿Cómo es que tú estás pensando cuando tú estás tocando?
Sí.
Pues yo le dije que tú siempre estás en clave. Siempre sí. Está pensando en la clave, o por lo menos la clave siempre está ahí, pero
sí.
Pero ¿cómo tú te sientes sobre eso?
Por ejemplo, la clave es como para jazz el hi-hat, ¿no? Esto, el beat. Es la cosa por la que tú te riges para poder tocar a tiempo. Y si tocas fuera de esto, estás tocando fuera del tiempo. Entonces, en la música cubana, esto es el mismo beat que para jazz. Y sobre esta clave que tú tocas, que no tiene que sonar porque tú la llevas interna, tú puedes hacer lo que tú quieras. Pero cuando te sales de ella, todo el mundo se va a enterar.
He says, if you're out of clave, he says, you're not on the beat. You're out of time. You're not in the right time signature. So he says, you don't think about it, but you carry it internally.
If Mozart were here, we would ask him to improvise. If Chucho Valdez is here, we're going to ask you to improvise, too. Would you just demonstrate for us some of this? I want to see the hands on the keys as you do it. I don't believe it otherwise.
Ellos dicen que si tuviera Mozart aquí, ellos le pedirían a él que por favor le improvisara algo. Que ellos te van a pedir a ti que por favor le improvise algo, le enseñe algo de la improvisación tuya, lo que tú quieras.
Bueno, sí, ya que estamos hablando de Mozart, y para hacer algo chistoso, ¿no? Para darle un poco de...
We'll go with you.
Yo voy a hacer algo, improvisar algo sobre Mozart, pero en el estilo cubano.
just to carry the theme that you're talking about a little further, he's going to do something, he's going to improvise on a Mozart theme, but Cuban style.
Oh, great. Thank you, Wolfgang. Thank you, Chucho. Fantastic. You know, we didn't play the Roy Hargrove before. Let's do it now. From the Havana, how do you pronounce it?
Havana.
Havana.
Havana album of Roy Hargrove. This is a tune called Mr. Bruce with Chucho Valdez at the piano.
What did you teach him about rhythm?
¿Qué tú le enseñaste a Roy Hargrove sobre rhythm?
Yo aprendí y yo enseñé también. I learned and I teach too. Yes, I teach about the rhythm, about the combination of the new style of play the Cuban music, because now it's very, very different. The tumbao in the piano now is different. It's asymmetric sometimes. And the bass and the changuito, no, and got this. We made that, and they put the harmony and the solos, and we made a very good work together.
You know, there's so much debt and obligation and respect and deference now to Cuban and Latin forms, and yet you guys also have mastered the American blues form. I wondered if I could just ask you to improvise for us in a 12-bar blues manner of American music, American blues, American jazz.
Yes, but you're talking about the blues in this jazz style or the blues style?
I'm talking about the form, the 12-bar form and the harmonic form, but I'm also talking about the feeling, perhaps.
Yeah. I understand.
For us, I wish. Who are your favorite blues pianists?
I love Junior Mans when he played the blues. Junior Mans, I like Peterson play very nice blues too.
Mm-hmm.
But all of the old players, I love to. Some of them playing the blues. And Phineas Newborn? Yes, Phineas Newborn.
Wynton Kelly, maybe?
Oh, Wynton Kelly is one of my favorite piano players of all the times.
Mm.
Yes, Wynton is very special. Red Garland, too.
Red Garland?
Red Garland, yes.
Earl Garner figures in your sound in a big way, but I it's hard to pin down. Would you give us a little of the Earl influence?
Yes, I think that one of the best records of Earl Garner for me is A Concert by the Sea.
Of course.
By the Sea.
Concert by the Sea?
Yes, it's a masterpiece.
It is a complete masterpiece.
Yes.
Also, the that Contrasts album with Part-Time Blues, he was a great blues player, but 7-Eleven Jump, and You Are My Sunshine,
mm-hmm.
and Don't Worry About Me, songs like that.
Hey.
Would you give us a little Chucho Valdez on Errol Garner, or maybe Chucho Valdez Misty, or one of those Errol Garner tunes?
Oh, Misty is a beautiful tune.
Would you give us the Chucho Valdez version?
Come to me. It's very difficult because it's different style. Everything is different, but I will try. But I remember the version of Errol Garner of Lullaby of Bedlam.
Huh? Yeah, please. Chucho Valdez playing Errol Garner version in a way of George Shearing's Lullaby of Birdland. That's from Martha Glazer in New York, who's Errol's manager and listens to this program and loves you too.
I love Errol Garner. I love George Shearing too.
This is wonderful. Chucho Valdez, you've been extremely generous with us, and we're honored to have you anywhere around here. And thank you enormously for giving so much to the Connection. Connection listeners, if you're anywhere around Boston tonight, Chucho Valdez will be performing at the Regatta Bar in Harvard Square tonight and tomorrow night. Shows at 8 o'clock and 10 o'clock. We're going to go out with Chucho Valdez playing El Cubanchero on the CD Bele Bele en La Habana. Thank you, Chucho Valdez, and endless admiration to you.
It's my pleasure, and I am very glad that for the invitation to this program, and I am very happy, and I come back again when you want.
Please, for piano lessons for everybody. Thank you, René Lopez, who is Chucho Valdez's producer and translator, a music authority in his own right. We had help today from Dan First, Glenn Alexander, Matthew Lieber, Asher Hopkins, Gavin Steckler, Rebecca Smuckler, and Kim Bichari. The Connection is produced by Catherine Bidwell, Hitesh Hatti, Jill Kaufman, Amy McDonald, and Keith Shields. Mary McGrath is our senior producer. I'm Christopher Lydon. This is The Connection from WBUR Boston. Connection comes from the listeners of WBUR Boston, where The Connection is produced, and from the Allaire Corporation.
PRI, Public Radio International.
This is WBUR. We're funded by you, our listeners, and by RSW Software, helping companies optimize e-business applications for peak performance, offering entrepreneurial opportunities in engineering, sales, and marketing.